If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Connell McShane is the anchor you watch at News Nation. He'll be on this afternoon on News Nation on Comcast 223. You can find him on DirecTV 307. He's on The Dish at 207. Connell, how seriously should I take the Musk-Trump thing from yesterday?
Yeah, depends how much of your life you want to devote to these types of things, John. It's a free country. You make that decision, and then you'll be either a stressed out person or a happy person this weekend. It's all in your hands, really.
I must tell you that. Okay, here, I'll answer the question. It's not important. I thought it was entertaining yesterday, just because even if you eliminate the politics, not that you can, but I mean, it's just two big bully billionaires battling each other. And lo and behold, they each even have their own social media platforms. Trump rules one world. Musk rules the other social world, and they're just going at it head to head. It's a flame out. It's a breakup. And if this was the Housewives of Beverly Hills, you'd have popcorn and just sit back and enjoy it. And I that was the box I had it in yesterday.
Right. Like a car chase almost is what we used to watch those years ago.
And you're not in it. Yeah.
I felt like it was the day that Trump 2.0 felt the most like Trump 1.0 during that first campaign in the first year he was in office in 2017. That was my last year working in morning radio for the late, great Don Imus. So every morning you would wake up and you would say, hey, what's he tweeting? And that was almost how the show would start. And this we've got away from that a little bit, but it felt like that again yesterday. I guess there's a few arguments for why it would matter. I mean, from Musk's point of view, you know, his reputation, his business interest, Tesla stock went down a lot yesterday. It's come back a little bit so far this morning, but that could matter to him. And then politically, you know, there's some question, we were trying to talk it through, about if this has any effect on the negotiations on the bill, so-called Big Beautiful Bill that Elon was so mad about to begin with in the Senate. Does Elon's opposition give some senators that were already on the fence some cover to vote against, or does it have the opposite effect where they double down and go with Trump? I mean, maybe, but I'm probably with you that it's more entertainment if you're entertained by these types of things.
Ron Johnson did intimate that it gave him some cover to vote no on the bill.
Yeah. I mean, he's been, the way I saw it yesterday, the math was working on that, is, and the Hill.com, our colleagues over there, they were the ones reporting it, I think, is that Johnson and Rand Paul are really looking like no's, and you get another one, and the bill's in trouble, unless they make some big changes. So I don't think Rand Paul, he's not the type of guy who backs down once he's in the no column. He's one of the harder, you know, for whatever you think of him, I mean, once he gets something in his head, it's hard to change his mind. So be surprised if he changed his mind. Ron Johnson, I could see it. But to your point, he seems like he's a no. So maybe that's the effect. Maybe that's what we should be focused on. But hey, listen, we're only human. So what are we going to do? We're going to say, hey, what's he tweeting about? Why is he bringing up this Epstein stuff? Where's that coming from? Where's he, you know, now what is he doing? Oh, he's talking about you know, impeachment. Did he really mean that, or is he reacting to something else? So it went off the rails real quick, but I think the legislative impact is probably the only kind of practical
maybe
concerns.
Yeah, well, that's kind of why I asked. Elon did say, or retweeted with yes, somebody's post that Donald Trump should be impeached. Didn't see that coming on Wednesday.
No.
The FBI
and Trump wants to sell his Tesla today. That was the big update.
I saw that one of your colleagues at News Nation asked the White House, and they said that he's thinking about selling or giving away. You know, if he was really into the craft, he would crush it in one of those giant car crushers.
Or, don't rule it out.
Or drop it off Trump Tower into the river here in Chicago. But the FBI and the Justice Department did not respond to requests for comment about the Epstein files. Elon said that the reason that the release of that was redacted and uneventful was because Trump is in there. Again, the question is, does that matter? Do we care? Is it important? I do think there's maybe a little more heft to that, but we don't know if what Elon is saying is true. How would he know, by the way?
And that's a problem because Chris Cuomo brought this up in his commentary on his News Nation show last night. I think it's an interesting question. If you look at the way Elon wrote that, he didn't raise that as like a question. You know how some people do that? Oh, I'm just asking questions, and they throw things out. Sometimes that's to protect yourself from some sort of liability. He wrote it as a statement. Like, Trump's not... The reason the Epstein files, the rest of them are not being released because Trump's in them almost as if he knew something. As Chris's point was, like, you know, if he doesn't have anything, if there's nothing to this, he's setting himself up. And we know how Trump likes to sue just about everybody for anything, for a defamation lawsuit, and one that Trump might win, because unless Musk comes back and says, here's the proof,
yeah,
you know, Trump might have a claim against him. And don't be surprised if he makes that claim, because he's done that before. I mean, he's sued for a lot less. You know?
Well, ask Sherry Redstone about that at Paramount. They're probably going to give Trump money just to get this merger done,
right,
for something that is 1,000% defensible on 60
Absolutely.
Minutes. I mean,
yeah, see, they could have easily won that case at CBS, I would think, you know, or at least fought it, and they're going to settle. But this Musk actually opened himself up more, maybe, was Cuomo's point to defamation. Might be right.
One thing that I do think resonates importantly, regardless of what happens with Trump and Musk, is the big, beautiful bill wants to rescind any tax credits for EVs. I'm reaching out to some people in that industry for the show today, but what is the problem with EVs? I mean, except that Joe Biden was for it and Democrats like it, and it seems like the Trump administration is against green initiatives, but what's wrong with promoting the sale of electric vehicles?
Well, I think there's always been a libertarian or free market argument to be made that we've heard going back to when we used to have these debates over solar, for example, in the Obama administration and other so-called green initiatives, that you have to let the free market work it out. You know, obviously, other people say that for the sake of the environment, you should be use your word promoting or spending, incentivizing the use of these new technologies. But I think there always has been, and there's a lot of people who support the president who would agree with this kind of philosophically, this argument that say, hey, stop, you know, let's let the cards fall where they may. Let's have it all in one approach. Let everybody pick what they want. If they want to go electric, great. If they want to go gas-powered, great. If it's hybrid, let them do that.
But you can do that. The president makes it sound like we're being forced to buy electric cars. No, we aren't. There's myriad instances and times where the administration, for whatever reason, favors a certain industry so as to encourage Americans to go that way. Why do we give people a deduction for mortgage interest? Because we want people to buy homes, build equity. I mean, we're forever passing laws that encourage or favor certain industries. So what's the problem with EVs?
I don't necessarily disagree. Well, some of it could be just to your first point, philosophical, where they don't want to support this industry because, you know, they don't agree with it themselves. They're against these initiatives, whatever the case may be, or they want to support more of the gas-powered cars because of big oil or whatever. You know, I'm sure that's part of it as well. I'm just saying that there is this economic libertarian philosophy to let the chips fall where they may. To your point, do we always do that? No, but a lot of people think that we should, and I think that that's maybe part of this. And I think that is there. You can have a rational conversation about that, about when you should put incentives in place, when mandates should be in place, when you should take them away, and all of that, versus when you want to weaponize something because you don't agree with someone or you want to punish someone politically, which is different.
Okay, 30 seconds left. To that point, do you know, can the president single out an individual company as opposed to an industry? He was talking about making it more difficult for Tesla and SpaceX, and then Elon Musk says, we're canceling our rocket program.
I saw that.
And again, let all of that wash over you, but the president doesn't have the right to single out a company per se, does he?
Well, I don't know the answer specifically to that. Here's what I would say. This president has tried to do similar things many times, and the philosophy seems to be, like, for example, with universities like Harvard, let's take our shots and then let them sue and then let it work itself out in the courts. I would think this is similar to that.
Right. The very inference is the punishment itself, rather than not you have the right to do so.
Right.
Connell McShane's over at News Nation. Watch him at 2 o'clock this afternoon on Comcast. 223, DirecTV and the Dish 2. We'll talk next week. Nice to hear your voice today, sir.
As always, John. Thanks a lot.